All right, Chevra. What's going on, guys? If everyone could do me a favor, if you want, if you could put your phones on the table here. And if you don't want to, you don't have to, but I'd appreciate if you didn't take it out. But again, if you want to, then no one has any chiv to be here. I won't get you in trouble. But let's just try to learn together a little bit. You know, the short time we have, I guess technically I'm called the guest speaker. So I want to just mechazek an inyan that I think is very important. I think it's something that the average person doesn't hear. And the Maisa, everything that we do the whole year is just building up to Purim. That's the Maisa, like, can't hide it. That's how it works. Purim is the highlight of the year. But it's something that, like, again, Chevra, you were all in high school last year. Or 2 years ago. I was in high school, I don't know how long ago. Well, 8 years ago. But the Maisa, when it comes to Purim, there's really only one. As much as you want to say you're excited for this and that, there's only one reason why a guy's getting excited for Purim. And we know that what that is. We know that what that is. We don't have to say it now. But I just want to speak about al pi avoda. There you go. Right? Just al pi avoda, Chevra. Just to get a healthy avoda of what it really means. That the fact that the Zohar refers to Yom Kippur. You know what he calls Yom Kippur? Tikkuni Zohar. He says Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim. It's the day that's like Purim. It means that what? That it's not on the same madriga as Purim. Chevra, Yom Kippur is called Yom Kadosh. It's called Mamish. Usher's mamish already holding my firm. Give up. Right? It's called Yom HaKadosh. It's called Yom Kippur. Now, do we associate that with Purim? Really, no. But al pi pnimis, if you look in the writings of the Arizal, he also says there's no day like Purim the whole year. I can't remember exactly what it's in Shar Kavanos. It says Drush on Purim. It says Purim's the highest day of the year. What you can get done on Purim, you can't get done the whole rest of the year. So just chevra al pi avoda, but I really think if we listen to this, and it's for myself also, if we listen to this avoda that we're going to try to do together, Shem Kol Yisrael, B'schusol HaTzadikim, and I think it's something that's going to be very important. Mechazek our avoda for the next month and a half, and for the rest of our lives. It starts like this. We go to last week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo. If you look in Perek Yud Beis, Pasach Chavav. Right, it's talking about the Karban Pesach. So it says, Vayikra Moshe, L'chol Ziknei Yisrael, V'yomer L'alehem, Mishru U'kechu Lachem Tzon. Right, so Mishru U'kechu Lachem Tzon. So take the tzon. So if you go a couple of psukim before that, on this word, Mishru Kechu Lachem Tzon. This is what it says. In Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Vav, sorry. It says, what does it mean, Mishru Kechu Lachem Tzon? This is what Rashi says, okay? L'fi shayu shtufim ba'avodas kochavim. Since in Mitzrayim, we were shotef, we were mamash drowning, we were so obsessed with avodas kochavim, with avodas zara. So Amar Lahem, so that's why it says, Mishru Kechu Lachem. Meaning what? Mishru yadecha me'avodas zara. Mishru means like clean, or remove. Right? Mishru yedecha me'avodah zarah. Remove your hands from avodah zarah. Ukechu lachem tzon. Shel mitzvah. And then go take the Karban Pesach. So what do we see is part of the process of the Karban Pesach? It's another Rashi also. I don't know where it is right now. But he points out that, oh here. It says, ki imtzli ish. Gazar alinu b'mitzas aseh. V'kan hosif alav los aseh. So you have mitzas aseh, now it's added los aseh. So you see that's what's happening with the Karban Pesach. Is that what? You can't bring your Karban Pesach if your hands are full of Avodah Zarah. Right? You can't just come and show up. For example, you have a lot of yeshiva guys, right? Dafka in this yeshiva, not pointing anyone out, who are learning all day, and they look great, yet you can't see anything because their hair is up to here. And the whole side is shaved, and they have huge hairdos over here, which if you look in Gemara and Sota, it's Avodah Zarah. If you look in Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, you're not Yotze wearing tefillin, yet everyone here has it. Stop looking around, because it's probably maybe one of us, right? And you could have another guy who's like, the guy's learning all day, and yet he comes home at 12 o'clock at night, and he's full on alcohol. Why? Because this is what I do. I have friends. Like, it doesn't balance. You can't be on the same, you know? It means that what? Mishchu kechula chantzon. Clean yourself from avodah zarah first, and then what? Then you can do the mitzvah of purity. Right? So it's a concept, like we say, every Shabbos in Pesach Zimra, say it's called Sur Meirav Aseh Tov. Ever heard of that? Yeah, sur me'ra v'aseh tov. Sur me'ra means what? Remove yourself from ra, v'aseh tov, and then you can do good. Which means that, one, you have to be clean. Yeah, you have to clean yourself. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to be 1,000% clean. It's as long as you have to be working on yourself, right? Because we're never going to be 1,000% clean. It means that, what, you have to be makir, that I have to remove, I have to clean myself a little bit. Right? I have to try a little bit. So that's the nekudah of the Karban Pesach. Actually works out nicely, because if you look, when do we start counting Sfiras Omer? Anyone know? Second day of Pesach. Good. So what's the pasuk we learned that from? Oh, yeah. Usfartam lachem Mimarchas HaShabbos. So let me ask you a question. So you know when the Tzedukim, you know when the Tzedukim start counting Sfiras HaOmer?
Sunday.
Sunday night. So, Lemaisa, when do we start counting? So let's say Pesach's on a Sunday night. So when do you start counting? Monday night. But it says Mimarchas HaShabbos. Pesach is Oh, so very good. So it's referred to what? So the Nekuda is that Pesach is called Shabbos. Right? That's when we start counting. Because we know that all Moedim come from Shabbos. Tchil Mikrai Kodesh. So all Kedusha comes from Shabbos. Helig Chazen. Givadik. Yeah? So Nekuda is Chevra, is that what do you see that Pesach is called? Pesach is called Shabbos. So when do we bring the Karban Pesach? Right, we prepare it on Yud Dalet. So what does that mean? That what's the day before Pesach? Erev Shabbos. That's what it is. That's the whole avod of Erev Shabbos. So it's nice because Erev Shabbos, Gematria 974, is Gematria exactly Sur Meirav Aseh Tov, which means that what Alpi regular that the whole avod of Erev Shabbos is cleaning yourself to enter into Shabbos. That's why you say during the week you say Sur Meirav Aseh Tov, then you come into Shabbos and we start saying what Ove Hashem Sinura. See. Everything's perm, I told you. Right? But the Nekud is, what do you see about Erev Pesach? The Avod of Erev Pesach, which is the whole idea of the Karban Pesach, is what? You're full of Avod Gelulim, full of Avod Zar, you can't bring the Karban Pesach. You have to be clean, you have to cleanse yourself from it. However, we're coming to Purim. The Maisa, we're almost there. 37 days until Purim. It's wild, no? For people who are keeping on Yud Dalid, 36 days. Mamish nuts. The whole year, I'm telling you, after Purim last year, I'm telling you, I almost finished Maseches Megillah. I still have a little bit left. I couldn't leave Purim last year. I couldn't leave. I couldn't let go. I started even counting down. Like the next day after Purim, I woke up, texted my friend, Givon, 353 days until Purim. You know what I mean? The Nekud is the Chevra, we're so close there. Right? The highlight of Mamish, everything comes to Yom Kaddish. So what's the avodah that we do on Purim? How can we prepare a little bit? So let me give you a mashal from the Yer HaKadosh. Some of you have heard this before, Yaakov Moshe has heard this before, but it's a very strong mashal, and I think it's very important that you hear this. And anyone here go to DRS? No one here went to DRS? No one here went to DRS? Wow. All right, that's right, they went for dinner. Okay, so here's the deal. When you see someone went to DRS after, tell them that I quoted a Yer HaKadosh and that they should tell Rabbi Kohn. Okay? Don't forget, I quoted the Yer HaKadosh and tell Rabbi Kohn. Yeah? So it goes like this. Yer HaKadosh gives a mashal. He tries to explain what's the difference in Yom Kippur and Purim. Now, I've said this before, but it's kedai to hear this. So he says like this. The difference between Yom Kippur and Purim goes the following. Is that it's a mashal. Is that there were two store owners, right? Guy A and Guy B. So Guy A heard that a robber was coming to his store on Monday night at 8 o'clock. Okay, so he hears that he's coming, so he prepares. And he hides behind the desk. And all of a sudden he sees, boom, 8 o'clock. He sees a robber trying to work his way in. And the robber comes in. So what does he do? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he pulls like the fire alarm and boom, all the noise, everything. Within a couple minutes, the police are there. But what happened? Because he pulled the fire alarm, he scared away the thief and the thief ran away. But what's going to happen in a couple of days? He'll come back. All right? He's going to come back. All right? Why? Because the thief is good. There's, I'm forgetting who it was. One of the tzaddikim said that you can learn a lot from a thief. Right? You can learn a lot from a thief. That what? The Indian of a thief knows that even when he fails, he's good at what he does. He doesn't give up until he succeeds. Right? So he's going to come back. So then you have the second one, the second guy, Guy B. Here's that the next night the thief is coming to his store, 8 o'clock. So he sees, boom, 8 o'clock. Thief comes in and he hides behind the thing, behind his desk. The thief walks by, takes out a baseball bat, and boom, whacks him on the head, knocks him out, ties him up, calls the cops. Guy goes to jail for the rest of his life. Okay, that's the mashal. Let me ask you a question. Who did better? Guy B obviously did better. Why? Because the guy's in jail now. But what's more risky? What's really dangerous? Same guy. It's a big risk. Because what? If you miss him, or if you don't connect, or if he blocks it, Lamaisa, he's probably armed or something, and he'll kill you. So it's much more risky. He says, that's the difference between Yom Kippur and Purim. The Yom Kippur, what do we do in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't wear comfortable shoes, right? No bathing, no tash tamita. Right, we're in shul all day. Right, you wear white to be like malachim. Right, we have five tefillos like we don't have any other time of the year. Right, it's called everything is what we run away into the base medrash, into the shul, like the Gemara in Yuma says. Gemara in Yuma says, take what's the gematria has satan? It says has satan is gematria 364. Why? Because the Satan is in business 360. This is Gemara in Yuma. Says the Satan's on business 364 days a year, except Yom Kippur. He's not around. So Yom Kippur, what do? We run away. Well, the mice, no one raised your hand here, but how many people here went to Tel Aviv Motzi Yom Kippur? How many people here went over there? You know what I'm talking about, in the middle of town. On Motzi Yom Kippur. And maybe you even cried on Vidoy. Or maybe even Neely, you cried. I know that when I was Shana Alef, that's mamash what happened to me. I had a very strong Yom Kippur, and then you know the Giants are playing that night. Boom, getting the heck out of here. All right? How's that happen? I mean, what? It's because why? Because I only chased the Yitzhar away, but I didn't get him. So therefore, what? He comes right after me, says, hey brother, what's up? I took a nice vacation. I'm all ready to get you. You know? But what's the difference on Purim? On Purim, you eat, you drink, you dress up, right? You're mashloach manos. It's all about being in this world. But what's the nekuda? What do you know about Purim? It's Mechias Amalek. Who's Amalek today? So the Zohar says that Amalek is your Yitzhar. That's who Amalek is. Right? Even Rav Salavitchik's grandfather said in Beis Halevi, says, who's Amalek? Amalek's a spiritual thing. The Yitzhar, that's Amalek. So Purim, it's much more dangerous. You know what? How many people do we know that unfortunately end up in hospitals on Purim? How many people do we know that end up in terrible car crashes on Purim? Right? We know that. We know those things. Those are real things that really happen. Right? Really happen. Remember, for me personally, one of my good friends, when I was Shana Alef, he spent the next couple of days in the hospital. Right? And that's not a fun thing. And it doesn't look good, and that's not a holy Purim. What happened? He ruined his Purim. And he ended up in the hospital. We'll take questions at the end, yeah?
Just a comment.
A comment, yeah?
I just wanted to say that it's sad to see you got run over the time.
Right, so you see, it really happens. What is it? Why? Because the day is a really big risk. It's a very dangerous day. If you don't do it appropriately. Right? It's a very dangerous day. And you know what happens? Like we always say, Bayam Mahem Bazman Azeh. Right? So the Arizal says, and when you say the words Bayam Mahem Bazman Azeh, he says, you know what it means? He says, what you're saying is, Bayam Mahem, just as those oros were back then, so too they're now. But that also means that just as there was a Sudas Achashveros back then, which Klal Yisrael was Chayev Misa for, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and the Gemara Megillah, so too that exists now too. How many people do we know that Mamish have Sudas Achashverosh? Crazy to think about that. How many people are more makbid to have a better Thanksgiving Suda than a Purim Suda? No, we're not so far off from that. Believe me, there are guys in the Shiva who didn't even know there was an Indian to have a Rosh Chodesh Suda. But Thanksgiving, of course Thanksgiving. Why are you kidding me? So probably Deris, maybe even you say Hal on Thanksgiving. No? But the good is, the chaver, we don't know. We don't know what's going on here. That the Avodah of Purim is so big. But we have to make sure we're prepared. We have to make sure we prepare as much as we can. It's a very dangerous day. So that's why we go like this. We said before about Mishku Kechulach Emtzon. That's also the need of Purim. It's the need of everything in Avodah Hashem. Is that what? You have to come. You have to clean yourself up first. To make sure that you're ready. So that happens to be nice. That we say, is there a marker here? It looks like this. So in Gematrias, for example, take the word Aleph. How do you spell Aleph?
Aleph,
Lamed, Pei. Bez. Bez Yod Tav, right? So everything, every letter can be spelled out also. Okay, so the gematria of Mishru Ukechu Lachem Tzon is 717. It's gematria exactly. Pei is Pei, eh? Vav is Vav Yud Vav. Resh Yud Shin. Yud Vav Dalid. Mem Mem. What Purim in its all shlemus, when it's spelled out, when it's the highest Purim, it's gematria exactly what? Mishru kechulachem tzon. Because that's the avod of Purim. The avod of Purim is sur merav asay tov. You have to prepare, you have to know what you're getting into. That what? That I don't end up in a hospital. That I end up that what? That my suit is givaldik. My suit is Mordechai and Esther. That's what we're looking for. But it requires a lot. Again, you can never prepare perfectly for anything. That's not how it works. But the way we prepare is how? Is bederek zeh. Lehefech, everything at Purim is in the Venahapachu. Everyone thinks that I come to Purim. What? Boom, I just party all day. Says, that's not what Purim's at. It's not holiest, Chevra. It's the holiest day of the year, potentially. Right? That's the derech to come here. That's, look, how do you come to Purim? What do you have to have the Shabbos before Purim? Parsha Zachar, which is what? Which is Mechias Amalek. That's the Sur Mirah. Without the Mechias Amalek, what happens? You can't have Purim. So first you have to cut away Amalek, and then you can enter in. That it goes like this. I'll tell you guys an awesome remez. Right? There's a parak, and actually I thought of this last year. Gimel Tishrei. Dalet Tishrei is the day after Shana. So it's a big matana Hashem sent me. If you look in Tehillim, Perek Beis, I think. So we say the following, right? So what do we say every day? We say Mizmor Soda Ariel Hashem Kort Ivdivas Hashem Besimcha. Very good. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says the opposite. It says, where is it? No, Yaakov Moshe, where is it? Yaakov Moshe, where is this? Oy, Bor Yolam, where is it? Oh, got it, good. So Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, Ivdu es Hashem beyira, v'gilu b'ra'ada. So what does that mean? I'll tell you guys in the sermon. It says, Ivdu es Hashem beyira, serve Hashem in a b'yira, v'gilu b'ra'ada. What does ra'ad mean? I have it in this week's parsha in the Az Yashir. Ra'ad means like trembling, it means like fear, trepidation. So it's nice, because it says, Ivdu es Hashem beyira, serve Hashem beyira, and then once you could serve Hashem beyira, then what? V'gilu b'ra'ada. Then you could have gilu as like simcha, out of the trepidation. So that would be nice, because the Gilu Berada is Gematria 336, Gematria exactly Purim. That what? That the year, Dafka, with the year Shemaim, that's how you come to have the what? The Gilu Berada, the highest Purim. Remember last year, I'll tell you something, it was Givali. Last year we had a Givali Shalashis. Last year in America, it was Motzei Shabbos. Right? And then we were going to Megillah with the Chevra. So first we finished, we made Havdalah, we didn't make Havdalah yet. So we finished by my apartment, and then one of the guys came to pick me up. So I was with one of my friends, with Ari Noam Israeli. And we were there, and the guy could come pick up, and like he's like, jump, he's like, have a Purim, Purim, Purim. He's going crazy, right? And, like, my friend and I looked at each other, like, that's not like where we're holding right now. You know what I mean? Like, Kalim, you know what I mean? Like, there's an avot. Again, it doesn't mean we're a simcha, but just like some people think, like, you go on top of a bus or on a car, and you dance all day, and that's simcha. But that's not simcha. Listen, sometimes if that works for a person, then hopefully it could work for you if you hamei v'nyam, you know? But real simcha is that what? Where it comes to Ivdu es Hashem b'yir of the Gilu Berada. The way you have Kalim for it. It comes to Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim, Yir As also is a lashon of seeing. Like you see Hashem with you. You see Hashem there too. So the Gilu Berada is Gematria Purim. Has to be nice. Because Ra'ad, which is trepidation, Ra'ad is Gematria 274, it's Gematria Mordechai. And we say in Benchi every day, we say, Ki Ein Machzor L'Reya. Yeah? What does it mean, Ki Ein Machzor L'Reya? That new chevra, ki ein machzor, that anyone who has yira isn't lacking anything. So ki ein machzor lireyav is a gematria 661 is gematria Esther. So what do you see? You see Esther is gematria an Indian of yira, Mordechai is gematria ra'ad, which is yira, and in the stream of yira, v'gilu b'rada is gematria Purim. Now what does that mean, chevra? That the derech to come to Purim is to work in yira shemayim. Have to have kalim. Where am I? My bad. So it goes like this. Like you said before, the reason why people get very excited about Purim is because of the yayin. The mice, we don't have to hide. That's why a lot of us get very excited. Like my dad says, though, if you look in Halacha, just quoted to you where it's from, it's in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tuf Reish Tzadikai. So what does it say? New Chaver, who knows? Chai v'inish lebesume bipuraya ad lo yada. Right? So what does that mean? Let's translate outside. What does it mean? Where does it say to drink?
Rejoice.
Where does it say that? It's a, what? Yeah, but that's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? It says what? What does besume mean? What is besume? Besume is lashon of besame. It means you should smell good, maybe. So we translate that as a what? You should drink. Fine. Good. Leishtaker. Good. But what does it say? It says Chayiv Shli B'sumei Bipuraya. What does it mean Bipuraya? In Purim. My dad likes to say, and I think it's Mamish Emes, Bipuraya means that what? You have to be drunk in the Metzias of Purim, even without anyone. That you should just be drunk on the day itself. They should bring you to such a simcha. Remember last year by our Suda, with Rav Rubenstein, with the Chevra, Lemaisa, we all agreed before that unless it was just because the Rabbanim say it, we would not have any wine there. Why? Because we don't need it. You might say, it's so geschmack anyway. You should have that. That should be a reality, that I don't need wine to make me happy. You might say, you're right, that it says that ain't simcha lebas v'yayin. But it shouldn't be that the only reason why I'm besimcha is because you ever see, when you guys go to weddings, you'll see. You'll be dancing with your friends at the weddings, and you see this guy, he's always the most down guy. See, he's going to have to be at the bar and have like 40 shots, and then he could be besimcha for 10 minutes, and then he'll pass out in the bathroom. These things are real. People think that I need something else to get me besimcha. Right? That's what it is. That means the besimcha bipuraya. In the matzias of perm itself should fire you up. So how do we get there? Right? There's a big avodah. There's a real avodah chevra. So how do we get there? So, anyone here heard of Rav Avram Shor? How do you guys know? Oh, he spoke here. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Rav Avram Shor. So this is his father's sefer. But Rav Shor wrote this. It's a shirim that his father gave, and Rav Shor wrote this up. So this is what Rav Gedalia Shor says here. It's on page Nun, the Or Gedalia. I really recommend the sefer for anyone. It's hard to find it here. In America, you can find it. But it's very, very good. I mean, you guys heard Rav Shor speak. No? Shh. Right? So Nikud is, whatever. This is very gishmak. Listen to what he says. So there's a pasuk that says, "La'hudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasam v'ikar." Right, so the Gemara makes a drasha. It says, "La'hudim ha'isa ora zu Torah, simcha zu Shabbos n'yantiv, sasam zu mila, and yakar zu tefillin." So Rav Shor asks, "So why is it that by yakar the last one is tefillin?" He says, "What does tefillin represent?" So he says like this: there's a pasuk that says, we had this last week's parsha, right? It says, "Tefillin heim shmira al adam shelo yifrot hageder aydei eschok." Do you know what tefillin represents? Represents that a person won't go out of his gedarim through just laughter, through schok. Ki atfilin mashpiim yira al adam. Because you know what tefillin represent? Tefillin represent yira. Maybe you guys heard of the mice with the gra and his tefillin. You ever hear this before? So I'll tell it to you another time, not for now. But there's a mice with the gra that he wore his tefillin. They were going, we were trying to destroy what he's doing, and they just saw his face with tefillin. They ran away from him. Because the pasuk says by tefillin v'yiru mimcha. When you wear tefillin, the gaim are going to fear you. V'zehu mash amru la'yehud ma'isa ora v'simcha v'sasim v'yikar. Shayakar elu tefillin, meaning what? Why is it last? Heim kishmira shelo yetzei asimcha v'asasam yigidro. Because what happens when a person has a lot of simcha and a lot of sasam, what happens? That can go out of bounds. We know that, right? It can go very much out of bounds. So why does it culminate in yakar? Tell you what, that you better have yirshmain there that doesn't go out. That it doesn't turn into suda sachashverosh. It has to be a simcha of kedusha. It has to be a simcha that what? That I get the place in Yer Shemayim. Get the place in Dveikas Hashem. Where does simcha come from? If my simcha and perm is coming from what? Ashreinu matov chalkeinu. How givaldig it is to be a yid. How givaldig it is to be makasher to tzaddikim. How givaldig it is to be in yeshiva. And what a schus that I have to do mitzvos. And what? That simcha takes me higher. And if you get the ad lo yada from that place, then givadik. That's simcha's purim. That's the simcha of kedusha. That's the simcha in Torah. Midaraisa. Like it says, it says they grasped and they saw, whatever that means, Hashem, right? Vayochu vayishtu, they ate and they drank. Upeir shan Ramban, shaya mishteh v'simcha al Kabbalah Satorah. You know what it was? It was a mishteh and simcha on Kabbalah Satorah. For example, if a person makes a siyam, what do? Right, you have a type of suda to it. Everything clients what we have. Right, you can't go any day on the Jewish calendar, you can't go without a suda. Oh, what about Yom Kippur? Anyone who ants, who be the rice, the Gemara Beitza, what? Anyone who eats on the ninth day, it's as if you fasted on the ninth and tenth. So you see, everything is eating in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because there's Kedusha there. It means that what? It has to be B'derech Kedusha. Kain B'Purim. Yesh Simcha al Kabbalah Satorah Shokim V'Kiblu. The reason why there's a Simcha on Purim is why? It's because Kabbalah Satorah B'Ratzon. It says by Matan Torah on Shavuos, we recabble by being forced, right? Kaflaim Harki Gigis, that the Torah, that the mount was held over our heads. And you know what it was on Purim? We were mekabel Torah beratzon. It's the day of Kabbalah Satorah. V'hu b'mchinas hakol modim debatzeres b'ina nami lachem. That also has to be for us. V'im asimcha v'aschok heim b'mchinas kazu as tovim heim. If it's coming from a place of Torah and Yerushalayim and simcha, then good. Then you have the reshus to drink wine on Purim. Aval im heim matchilim me'adol yada. But if you're starting by what? Oh, I'm very excited to drink on Purim. It's going to be givadig. Oh, and maybe I'm in yeshiva. Maybe I won't do the wrong things. But what the main thing I'm focused on Purim is that what type of bottle am I going to have? Az la simcha mazu osa. What are you going to do with that? That's going to go to a bad place, no matter what. U'trichin l'rosh ha simcha yes simcha shal kedusha. You have to make sure that what is simcha of kedusha. V'shiyeh b'chinas, like we quoted before, v'gilu b'rada. She'a edus she'a memshela kono olam. That what? It has to be the v'gilu b'rada. It has to be with Yir Shemayim. It has to be with pnimis. It has to be with an avoda that I know what's going on here. To get away from the simcha of Achashverosh and Haman and Vashti. Rather have the simcha of Mordechai and Esther, which is simcha shel kedusha. And that's a big inyan, chevra. It needs to be with Yir Shemayim. So we know, we say about Torah, Torah is called an Eish. So the way the Sfarim say it, it's called Eish Shchora Agave Eish Levana. It's a black fire on top of a white fire. Right? That Torah is compared to Eish. So what does that mean for us? What does Eish represent? So maybe you guys have heard, there's a concept called the Dal Yisodos. Yeah, you've heard of this before? Yeah, there's something called Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. Ring a bell? Right, Reb Chaim Vital speaks about this, I think. Oh, very good. So also, there's a lot of dalits. For example, there's Yud K, Vav K, right? There's a lot of inyanim with dalit, yeah? So if you look, for example, we have four holy cities in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone know what they are? Very good. So it goes like this. Let's start from Tzfas. What do you think Tzfas is connected? Ruach, right? It's a very spiritual city. What about Tveria? Obviously, that's the Mayim, it's Kinneret. What about Chevron? Afar, that's where they're buried, right? So what's Yerushalayim?
Eish.
So why is Yerushalayim Eish? So Eish represents Yerushalayim. How do you know that? Why Yerushalayim? Because why is the city called Yerushalayim? You know why? It's because it has two names to it. It's a mixture of Yira Shlema. Wild, no? That's where we're at. Yira Shlema. That's why it's called Yerushalayim. It's from Avraham Avinu and Shem. Avraham Avinu, I think, called it Yerushalayim. And Shem called it Yira. Yeah? So that's what Yerushalayim is. That's Eish. Represents Yerushalayim. Represents fire. But that's what it is. Now, what does that mean? How do you get Yerushalayim? Where are you going to get the Yerushalayim of Purim? Comes from Limud HaTorah, Chevra. There's only one way of Imechen for Purim. What? That's the Limud HaTorah that we're doing now. So right now, you step on the gas pedal. If you haven't done it until now, you think, oh, it's game over. I'm going back in a couple weeks. You're not. I promise you, you're not. If you step on the gas pedal now, what you can get done in just a couple of weeks can get done so much more than what you've done here the past couple of months. This is the time now. Why? Because Kabbalah Satorah is coming. Right? For example, what do we have next week? Next Tuesday night. What's next Tuesday night? What's Tu Bishvat? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the first Mishnah, starts at what? He says that there's four Rosh Hashanahs in the year. There's Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah on Shanim, on Nisan, Rosh Hashanah on Melachim, on El is Rosh Hashanah of the Maaser Behema. And so what's the Rosh Hashanah on? So it's Machlokas Shammai and Hillel. Beis Shammai says Rosh Hashanah LeElon is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, that one's Rosh Hashanah LeElon? Tu Bishvat, which means that what? Next week's a Rosh Hashanah. Which means that it's a new beginning again. You get a new chance. You get a new fire. There's a Maaser with the Satmar Rav. Yeah? Maaser with the Satmar Rav. So if you look, the Ramah, right, there's two halachas. One says, Chai Dirsim Visuim Praya Adaloyada. That's the Mechaber. So now let's look at the Ramah. Listen to what the Ramah says, okay? Ramah says, Ulam Yish Omrim, She'eno Tzarach Le'shtaker Kolchach. You don't have to get so drunk, you know? Ela Yishter Yoser Milimudo. Rather, you drink Yoser Milimudo. What does that mean, Yoser Milimudo? You know this already, but anyone else? Oh, good. Good. Alpi Pshat, what does it mean? We're not holding by Kabbalah yet. Come on, you know?
Like the feeling that you get from when you're learning versus like when you're...
Okay. So limudo means a measurement, right? So let's say you're normally used to drinking this much. So now you drink, let's say, that much, the Ramah says. Why? He says, what about, don't you have mekayim ad lo yada? So he says, milimudo, v'yishen mitok shiyashen eino yodeh ben arham lebarhwani. You should drink a little bit and then go to sleep, because when you're sleeping, you don't have das. Therefore, what? There, when you're sleeping, you don't know the difference between Mordechai and Haman. Good. No? Nice. It's good. It's good etza, huh? That's why I think I'll pee Purim Remez. Ramah. What's Gematria Ramah? Resh Mem Aleph. 241. With an Aleph, right? Rav Moshe Isselis. So Ramah is 241 and Amalek is 240. So Ramah is the etza to go one above Amalek. Right? This way you stay safe. It's a good idea. Right? Very good idea. And maybe that's what some people should do. I think it's a good etza for someone who doesn't have the plans to, you know, it's a good etza. There's a mice with the Satmar Rav. Listen to this. There's a Gevaldik. He says, like Rav Hirshhorn said before, wasn't Yosef Milimud? That's so Sam Rav used to drink a lot on Purim. He used to drink very much, a lot. Mamash a lot. Right? Yeah? He used to drink a lot on Purim. The rule was, he put our phones on that. I didn't warn him, he came in late. Right? Right? So it goes like this. He used to drink a lot on Purim. So one of his chassidim asked him one time, Rebbe, why do you drink so much on Purim? So he says, because it's halacha in the Ramah, Yosef Milimudo. He says, yeah, but that's, you don't drink so much in the year. He says, no, Milimudo means the what? More than you normally learn. He says, I learn all year, all day and night. So therefore, I have to drink more than what I learn. Right? So that's for Satan Rabbah. What does it mean for our Avoda? For Avoda, what it means is, how do you have Rishus to drink on Purim? And what's your Purim going to be built on? Yosef Milimudo. It's the Hachana of Torah. What the Hachana I do, learning the halachos of Purim. Right? Learning anything, if you want. That thing they're doing here. Maseches Megillah is a good idea. Right? Know what you're doing. Right? You don't have to do anything else. Keep steiging Gemara Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah. What? Instead of just doing one, do a little bit more. Every day, a little more. Increase a little bit more. Right? That's the Nekuda. But it has to be that we have to mechazik or inyanim in that. So if you look, it's not a coincidence that Shovvim ends right before Purim. We finish Shovvim and then boom, we go into Purim. So if you say, what's the Gematria Shovvim? Shin, Vav, Bez, Yud, Mem. I'll give you a hint. It's one above 359. 360. Oh, fantastic. 360. Yeah? I knew I had you. Yeah? So 360. So the Zerah Kodesh says, what else is Gematria 360? It says, Shovim is Gematria Shas. Which means that what? The Zman Shovim, it's time to mechazik yourself in Liman HaTorah. Right? Shas. Learning Gemara. Right? Learning Pimis HaTorah. Everything's within Shas. It means that what? But it's a time of Liman HaTorah. And that's how you prepare to go into Purim. Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. Right? Which is the trees. What do we refer to as a tree? Every time we put the Torah away, what do we say? Eitz Chayim Hi L'machzikiva. It's a Chayim for who? For those who grab onto it. That's why the whole Indian of Purim says that the Gemara asks a question. Why don't we say Halal on Purim? Right? It says, if we say it on Pesach, for sure we should say it on Purim. So why do we say Halal on Pesach? Why? Because we went from Avdus to Chayrus. Right? So we were Avadim, and then what happened? We went to freedom. So Purim, which what Haman wanted to kill us, Mimavas L'Chayim, for sure we should say. So the answer is because Akati Avdei Achashverosh, because we were still slaves to Achashverosh. What do you see? What's the Metzius of Purim? Mimavas L'Chayim. Right? No coincidence, it says L'Chayim Dafka, right? But the Nekuda is that what Purim's the time of Chayim? That's the Nekuda of it. Where do you get Chayim from? Eitz Chayim Hi L'machzikim Ba. The Torah is Chayim, Chevra. You have to realize that. Don't see it as a thing that what it's mavis, I just have to be better than that guy. I have to win competition. That's not chayim in Torah. Find the chias in it. Figure out why is this chayim to me. Right? That's what Torah has in store for you. And that's the hachana for Purim. We know we say that hachana is gematria 80, is gematria yesod. The foundation for anything you're going to do is the hachana you put into it. So chavra, the hachana we put in to Purim, the what getting that hashkafa straight, that what? Yir shemayim. The what? Vigil berada. That what I want to get to a place of Kiddusha on Purim. That's what's going to build our Purim. So it's nice. We'll close out with this. No, we still have time. Yeah? So if you look, you go to the end of the Megillah, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Lamed. I'll give you a good eitz also. Make sure at some point you just, even if it's just in English, read through the Megillah. Just know the story a little bit. It's very important. If you want a good book, give me an eitz, a good book you should buy. It's called, you know the book they have on Pesach? Let Our Nation Go. You know what I'm talking about? No, you know what I'm talking about? You should get the book, Let Our Nation Live. Let My Nation Live. It's very gishmak. Just goes through the whole story of Purim with all the midrashim. It's very nice. It'll get you into it.
All in English,
yeah. It's very, very nice. So listen to this. It says, towards the end of the Megillah, it says, Vayishlach Svarim El Kol Yehudim El Sheva V'Esru Mea Medina Malchus Achashverosh Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Right? It says, it's called Divrei Shalom V'Emes. So what does it mean, Divrei Shalom V'Emes? Right? That's what it's referred to as. So if you look in the Megillah Star, listen to what he says. This wasn't me, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. He says, Sheshach Lehem Esther, Megillah Zu, he Divrei, Mi Shenikra Shalom, V'Chosamo Emes. He says, this Megillah is called after who? It's called after the one who's called Shalom and Emes. Let me ask a question. Let's say your name's Shalom. And let's say you're in the bathroom. And I'm in the bathroom also. Now let's say your name?
No.
Why not? Oh, because Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. Yeah? So Esther said, it should be called after the one whose name is Shalom, and Chosamol is Emes. Right? And his stamp is Emes, like the Gemara says. Klomar, Megillah zu beruach hakodesh nichtava. Megillah is written with ruach kodesh. V'lachein chayavim atem lekabel osa aleichem. Therefore, you have to mekabel the Megillah on you. Afa pishlo nizkar ba Hashem Hashem yizbarach. Even though it doesn't, how many times does it say a name Hashem in the Megillah?
Yeah.
Zero times. There's a thousand, there's a lot. The Rizal points out there's a lot of Ramazim with Rashi Tevelos and Safi Tevelos, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Kei, Yud Kei, a lot of them, right? But what do you happen? But he's saying here that what is it? Shalom ve'emes. Divrei Shalom ve'emes is what? It's a hakaras hatov to Hashem. However, we don't realize that Purim was a nace that we had no idea was happening potentially, right? It was called Megillas Esther. Why? Because it was all hidden. It was a hidden time. It was Nister. Right? But Hashem saved us. V'nahapachu. Everything that was supposed to go wrong for us turned 100% right for us. I'm saying, I'm begging you guys, please read the Megillah. It's so gishmak when you read it, how you see what everything Haman's planning, and boom! It all turns around on him. Right? Do you see what? It's mamish, it's not even a nes nisr, it's a nes nigla. You see it if you read the words. So divrei shalom ve'emes, what hakar sof tashem? So treat the day with kedusha. That's what it's about. So nice, because it goes like this. Remember what Rav Shor said before. So the whole nekud of the day is what? It's built on what's your ashrei matov chalkenu. If it's throwing papers at your friend in the middle of the shir, that's not ashrei matov chalkenu. Right? What's ashrei matov chalkenu? Person asks, what's my ashrei matov chalkenu? So if you take the gematria of, like it says, shalom ve'emes. So shalom ve'emes is gematria 823. It's gematria exactly ashrei matov chalkenu. And that's what the Megillah is called. It's divrei shalom ve'emes. Find what? That this is my ashrei matov chalkenu. I mean, what? Megillas Esther. Mordechai. Being connected to tzaddikim. Person realize that what? This is my ashrei. And we have to work on that. If you have to speak to Hashem about that, speak to Hashem about it. Say, Borim, why don't I feel it? I spoke to a guy last night. He said, why do I put on a tefillin? Why do I wear? I don't want to do any of this. And we had a givaldi conversation. Realize that whatever, for those of you who already tapped into Torah and are getting chiyus from it, start saying more. When you say in the morning, right? How many people here say karbanos? Not so many. Right? Sad, but it's a reality. Right? In the shul that we grow up in, karbanos is maybe 1 minute. And that minute is normally the kaddish that it takes. Right? But karbanos is also part of tefillah. But before you do any karbanos, what do you first say? Say, Ashrinu matol chakenu. When's the last time you thought about that? Ashrinu matol chakenu. Now, if you're like Joey, who's a breastiver, he knows what? Shizachim is karad arbeinu. That's Joey. Joey knows. Okay? Was that you who wrote that? I knew it. The best. Right? But when's the last time we thought about Ashrinu matol chakenu? How great is it that I have a chelek in Torah? When's the last time you thanked Hashem for that? When's the last time you said to Hashem, thank you for letting me be in yeshiva? Not so many people do that. Chaver, think about that. What's my ashrenu matov chakenu? Is my ashrenu that I'm here? Or is my ashrenu that we're going on a trip in a couple weeks to watch the Super Bowl? Which isn't a bad thing. But what's your ashrenu? Is it ashrenu that I'm playing in the football playoffs on Motzei Shabbos? Or a Saturday night? Or is that no? After I finish my football game, what? I'm going to have Malam Malka. What's your ashrenu matov chakenu? Is it a Thanksgiving Suda? Or is it a Rosh Chodesh Suda? First, let's think about that. And it's important. We have to get our hashkafas straight. That's one of the nisim of Purim, is that what? Our hashkafas came back to us. Like the Sfas Emes says. He says what? The Gemara makes a drush. It says, like we said before, like, who the Maisa? Ora v'simcha v'sasim yikar. So Ora zu Torah. Yeah? Right? He says, Simcha zu Shabbos. Sfas Emes asks, why can't you just say, like, who the Maisa? Torah, Shabbos, Mila, and Tefillin. Right? Simple as that. He says, you know why? Because sometimes my or could be LeBron James. Right? And my simcha could be, you name it. Right? Going to a concert. And my sason could be NYU. Right? And my yakar could be my girlfriend. Yeah? So you know what it is? You know what happened on Purim? Is that when you said Ora, oh, Torah. My hashkaf was, what's Ora to me? It's, my Ora is Torah. What's my simcha? My simcha is what? It's Shabbos Kodesh. It's Yom Tov. You know what my sasun is? Kedusha Sabris. Shmir Sanayim. Shomer Negiya. Right? You know how many people I speak to here who have come up to me and like, yeah, I'm ready to go back next year. I'm good. I'm going to learn. I'm going to be strong. And yeah, I'm going to have everything good. You Shomer Negiya? No, I'm not Shomer Negiya. But it's okay. Oh, it's okay to just be over the halacha. Okay. Right? People don't think about this. What are you talking about? But I'm good. I learn. I daven. Yeah, but you don't follow halacha. But, you know, what's your Shreinu Matal Chakenu? Is it Shmir Sabris? Which is Shomer Negiya? Which is Shmir Sinayim? Just Shmir Sinayim? What do I do with my phone? That's Sasan. And what's Yakar? That what, when I put my tefillin, that's the most gevaldik. You know why? Because the Sefer Shari Ora says that what, every time, what do you say? What do you, when you go like this in the Rosh Hashanah, right? You go like that, like that. When do you go like that? Ukshartem. What does Ukshartem mean?
Tie.
Who you tie to? Shari Ora says, you know what it means, Ukshartem? That when I wear my tefillin, it's a direct kesher with the Borei Olam. I'm tying myself, I'm bounding myself with Hashem. That's my yakar. Our hashkafas came back to us. We have to think about it. What are our hashkafas? Some of our scuffles are what? Is that I'm here for a year, I'm going to YU, I'm going to marry this girl, da, 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 da. I plan my whole thing. But you know who you forgot to include in your plans? Plans, Hashem. Forgot to include my plans, my ruchnis. Where's my neshama? When's the last time I thought about that? But everyone's so focused. What's my parnasa going to be? Parnasa, parnasa. Right? If you take the gematria parnasa, parnasa is gematria 395, gematria exactly neshama. Exactly mishnah. Why? Because Hashem's going to hook you up parnasa. Yeah, you have to make parnasa for sure. But if you're not focused on your neshama, where's your parnasa coming from? How many people do you know that complain about things? No, you have to get a job, this and that, yet they're not wearing tzitzis, and they're not eating kosher, and they're not saying brachos, yet they're giving you drushes about how it's important, al pi Torah, that you have to have family and support them. Yeah, but you don't even follow one basic halacha of tzitzis. Right? Chevra, the nekuda here is to get a hashkafa of what of pnimis, of ruchnis, of what it means to be mekal b'purim. So read you one thing. I'll give you one more vort from the Stas Emes. Right, I'll give you one vort from the Stas Emes. Listen to what the Stas Emes says. He say, we know what we say by sukkis. We say, V'samachta v'chagecha v'hayisa ach sameach. Yeah? So dafka by sukkis time, it's called Zman Simcha Seinu. Very good. Right? So he says in the Likud is, what does ach mean? Ach is a lashon of miyut. Right? It's a lashon to take away your simcha a little bit. So he says, hold on a second. I just had all of El, all of Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mechuvah, Yom Kippur, why do you tell me Ach Sameach? Let me just go out. So you know you say Ach Sameach? Because when it comes to Simcha, it can be very dangerous. It says Ach Sameach, that means that what? That makes sure your Simcha is Simcha Shal Kedusha. And that's exactly what Purim is all about. That's Mamash the Nekuda of Purim. What makes sure it's a Simcha of Kedusha. And Chevra, start davening already. Al Pi Pnimius, we start saying 40 days before Purim, Hatzilin Mikli Pasamalik, Vizakein Kedushas Purim. Right? Help me, save me from the klipa of Amalek, of Haman and Amalek. Well, let me be Zocha to Kedusha Purim. Speak to Hashem about that. Say, Borei Olam, help me have a Givadik Purim Suda. Help me, please. You know, and it's a big thing, Chavra. Purim's Mamish the day, where it can change your life. It's Mamish the day. So I'll read you one Nekuda, and we'll finish like this. Something that we say three times a day. Say, Ashrei Yoshvei Yisecha, three times a day. Right, what does it mean, Ashrei Yoshvei Yisecha? Praise are really the ones who sit in your house. So this is what Rav Nassim Bresover says. Pei da'ad and tehillim. Pasuk hei. Rak zos on the yodim b'berer muchiyavin lachzor zos b'chol pam shakol hevel. You know that everything in this world is mamish emptiness. Everything. Literally. Rak ashrei yoshrei v'secha. The only thing that's worth it is what? Ashrei yoshrei v'secha. Ashrei adam oz lobach. Which means that what? V'lo achinam chas v'shalmanu or m'shalosh pam b'chol yom ashrei v'secha. It's not for no reason that we say three times a day, including the morning. Ashrei n'matok l'kenu. I say it three times a day. Why so many times? V'gam anu b'ani yosenu b'dor ha'ani hazeh, in this low door that we're in, gam zeh anu b'chlal zeh. We're also including this. Ki anu ashreinu she'nichlasim levat ha'kinesios levat ha'midrashos. Ashreinu, praiseworthy are we. That what? Right now we're sitting in a base medrash, chevra. You don't realize that. That's the biggest ashrein in the world. B'chol yom. U'v'yosra ashreinu v'chi b'yisir nodas lanu she'anu yodim. She'en shem asher tov ba'olam ki im zos. That there's no tov in the world except for this. Like the Gemara says, Ein tov ela Torah. Kishazochem leishiv beveso. What? When we have this schus to sit in the Borei Olam's house. But where's the Borei Olam's house? There's no Beis HaMikdash. You know where the Borei Olam's house is? What? The Bati Midrashos, the Bati Kinesios. That's where we're sitting. So Purim say, oh, but I need Parnas. I need to be rich. I have to have a big house. Listen to what Rashi says. Ha-pasuk ashrei ha-ish asher lo halach batzash v'sham. You know what he says? Ashurav shel ish. What does Ashirus mean? It's the wealth. Ashurav shel ish ki ein shem asher osher achar b'olam. The Ashurav shel ish is what? Ashrei yoshvei yisecha. All your wealth. All the wealth is what? Being the base medrash. Being the base kinesis. No one's telling you not to make a parnasa at some point in your life. But right now you have nowhere else to be in the world. Nowhere else but here. You're loading yourself up with all your parnasa. With all your neshama. All your ruchnis. And dafka this man of the year by Purim time. It's the biggest ashrinu matov kenu, if you're zochra to do it right. I'm telling you, chevra, by us, by Purim last year with the Rubenstein, with all the chevra, it's the highlight of the year. Why? And I'll tell you guys a mice that happened the past 3 years, okay? 3 years ago, when we did a Purim Suda. So, you know, everyone had to chip in a little bit. We had to rent a place, so I bought all this and that. A guy calls me the day after Purim and says, "Hi, you remember me?" Yeah, I remembered him from the Purim Suda. Random guy who came, Sephardi guy. And he says, "Hi, my name is Mordechai, whatever." He's like, "How much did the Suda cost?" I was like, "I don't know, is this and that?" He's like, "Whatever it is, I want to pay for it all." I'm like, "It's a lot of money." He's like, "I've never seen a Purim Suda like that in my life. Anything like that, a Kedusha like that, I want to sponsor it all." Sponsored a whole Purim Suda. The next year after that, another guy came. What happened? He was at the Purim Suda, different guy. Also gives me a $300 check. Says, "Whatever that was, I want to sponsor the whole thing." And that same guy, this past year, last year, guy calls me up, came to the Suda again, heard about it, came. Yeah? Sponsored the whole thing. Called me 3 days after Purim. Says, whatever damages there were, you know, unfortunately, says Baruch Hashem, there were some damages, right? But he called me day after, said, "I want to sponsor it all." So why? Because Kedusha like that, that's something that the world doesn't know about. And in Amish, that's what it means. It's not to show off, "Oh, look at us." It's that what we prepared for it. That we daven to have the right chevra. Again, not always could you have the right chevra. But we made sure everyone who knew that we were coming, you're not coming to a joke. You're coming to what we're doing avodah. And that's what Purim's about, chevra. And that's the biggest Kiddush Hashem, is that what? Not making Kiddush Hashem to the goyim. They don't see our Purim students. It's making Kiddush Hashem to all the people in the world. And believe me, there's a lot of people in the world who think that Purim is the worst day of the year. Why? Because all they see on the outside is what? People getting run over by cars, people throwing up everywhere. Chaz, chevra, it's our responsibility to bring back the Kedusha of Purim. We have a kavod shemayim. Like the B'nai Shemayim says, you know what Megillas Esther is? Megillas Esther is a code word for what? Being megale, revealing what's Hester, what's hidden. You know what's hidden like crazy today? Kavod shemayim. That's what's hidden. So chevra, that's the opportunity of Purim. It's Megillas Esther. It's being megale kavod shemayim in the world. We should prepare for it. We should daven. Mamash daven, and Hashem helps us zochet it. And zochet mekabel days of Purim. Bekedusha v'tara. Siyata d'shmaya.
Thank you, Pesach.